Give me a K.
K.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me an H.
H.
Give me an I.
I.
What's that spell?
K-I. Go.
Placer High School football is on the air. Hellman football is being brought to you by Mackey Heating and Air, Robinson Sand and Gravel, Mel's Diner of Auburn, Auburn Trophies, and Homer Insurance. Let's head out to the stadium now for tonight's action on KHI.
Line, and that is going to be Santa Maria, number 24, the linebacker. So here come the Golden Eagles, and that offense scored less than 10 points against Reed High School in week one. They're going to need way more than 10 to beat Placer tonight. They're very aware of that, and they are looking to strike first to get the crowd and momentum on their side. Nolan Seve in the shotgun for the Golden Eagles, one running back in the backfield. He's going to hand it off on the end around. This is going to be Urquhart, who goes off the far sideline, breaks one tackle, and he is knocked out of bounds at around the 30-yard line. A penalty on the flag, or a flag on the field, on that gain of a couple as Urquhart took the end around for about a gain of two or three. Maldonado made the tackle on the play. It looks like this one might be coming back, and it's going to be a holding call on the Golden Eagles on first and 10. The first play of the game, Del Oro has a penalty, and so that knocked him back 5 yards.
Start again and move back 5 yards.
So we go from first and 10 to first and 15. So Del Oro trying to see if they can stifle this Golden Hillman defense so far with their Golden Eagles offense. First and 15, and the shotgun goes Del Oro. Seve with one running back to his right side in the shotgun. He's going to hand it off, and the Hillmen are on top of that by a mile. It's a loss of a couple as the Hillmen with a big play in the backfield. Sanchez Harlow, number 21, on the tackle, and Danny Sanchez Harlow, who has made a name for himself on offense so far this year, comes up with a big stop on defense. It'll be second and long coming up. So far, nothing getting by Joey Montoya and the Hillmen. They've got Del Oro pinned back inside their own 20. Shotgun again for Seve and the Golden Eagles. Good snap. Seve back to pass, first pass of the night, and it is caught up the middle, and it looks like the Golden Eagles are going to score. No one will catch him. A shoestring tackle at the 20, just as I say that. A touchdown-saving tackle by the Hillmen. A big gain on the play as Marlboro took it on the slant route. He went right up the middle. It looked like Marlboro was going to score, but he is tackled. A big run for Marlboro, and just like that, on one play, the Golden Eagles are inside the Placer 20-yard line. So not what Joey Montoya and the Hillmen expected on that play. As Marlboro, they're going to officially mark him down at the 17-yard line. Called about a gain of what looks to be 64 yards. With 10:50 to go, the Golden Eagles are inside Hillman territory, knocking on the door to strike first. They're going to shift formations now from the shotgun to the I formation. It's a carry. And DeSantos had him, but he's breaking it away. Or the Golden Eagles, who have the first down and more. As Sherman with the big run right there. And so far, Placer on back-to-back plays. They have looked to stop Del Oro in their tracks. But somehow, some way, the run by Marlboro, the run by Sherman, or excuse me, the pass caught by Marlboro and the run by Sherman. Second and short coming up now. Del Oro's got to get past the Hillman 8-yard line to move the sticks to first and goal. 10:32 to play in the first quarter, and Del Oro has hit pay dirt so far on offense. Just need to punch it in. Up the middle, and it's looking to be a first down for Del Oro. They give it to Sherman once again. First and goal. Baylor Kelly making the stop, as Kelly's been the MVP of the season so far. First and goal coming up now for Del Oro as they are now at the Hillman 7-yard line. So far, so good for Savay and company. As Nolan Savay, the junior quarterback, with 10:15 to go, is 7 yards away from putting Del Oro in the lead. I-back formation again for Del Oro. Sherman, another carry, cuts it inside, and Sherman breaking tackles. He is knocked down at about the 2-yard line. So far, the Golden Eagles have answered the challenge up front in the trenches against Placer. They've been running the ball very, very effectively, and Placer so far this season has not been tested like this on defense. We are officially under 10 minutes to play in the first quarter. 9:40 as the clock continues to run. It'll be second and inches coming up now for Del Oro as they're looking to knock this one in for 6 right off the bat on the first drive of the game. Del Oro switching formations again. Under center, Savay gives it up the middle, and Del Oro will punch it in. It is a touchdown for the Golden Eagles, just like that, on the first drive of the game. As Wormafor scores for Del Oro, 9:20 to go, and the Del Oro Golden Eagles have come out and punched our Hillman in the mouth. They lead it 6-0 pending the extra point, which will be kicked right now. Boston Kelly to attempt the PAT for Del Oro. Snap a little high. It's fielded, and Kelly bangs it right through. So just like that, a first quarter drive, the first drive, opening drive of the game for Del Oro sees them punch it in for 7. They lead your Hillman 7-0 with 9:20 to go in the first quarter. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies, if you are looking for a trophy or any plaque that you can hand on your wall, you want to go to Auburn Trophies. They are where you need to be, Auburn Trophies. So just like that, in less time than it takes to make you a sandwich and turn on your television, the Golden Eagles have taken the 7-0 lead against your Hillman. It started when the Hillman thought they had Savay and company dead in their tracks. The slant route to Marlboro got them down to around the 20-yard line. And then they punched it in from there, running the football. So Kiefer Abs and Baylor Kelly back to return the football for your Hillman. And just like that, your Hillman are looking to tie this football game. So far, they've scored at will. They're going to have to tonight, by the looks of it, to beat Del Oro. Baylor Kelly has a little trouble with the ball. He finally picks it up around the 15. Kelly is sandwiched at around the 20-yard line. And there's some extracurricular activities going on post the tackle. So now here comes Ryan Miller and company. And Ryan Miller and the Hillmen have scored at will so far. They're averaging over 35 points per game. They start their first drive of this game here in week 3 at their own 19-yard line. Ryan Miller, Baylor Kelly, and Sean Jones with a little bit of Sanchez Harlow have led the way for the Hillmen. So now here comes Ryan Miller. They line up in the wing T formation. No surprise, they give it to Baylor Kelly. Kelly trying to get back to the line of scrimmage. And that's going to be the guy they're going to want to, you know, look to single in on as Kelly gets the first pitch. And he's brought back to the line of scrimmage. Second and 10 coming up. Placer knows what they want to do. There's no secrets. They're going to run the wing T all night long. Del Oro is looking to see if they can stop it, and so far they've done a good job on one play. Long ways to go, though, and the Hillmen down 7-0 with 8:45 to play. They go up the middle to Kelly again, and Kelly has nowhere to go. He'll be lucky if he gets back to the line of scrimmage. It has been a tough sledding so far for the Hillmen on two plays. The crowd is lights out, making raucous noise throughout. You can barely hear yourself think, and so now the Hillmen find themselves in an unfamiliar position, third and long, coming up for the Hillmen. .8:14 to play, and the Hillmen taking their time getting to the line here on third and long. They've got to get to at least their own 29-yard line to move the sticks. Play action. Miller back to pass. Has a man on the flat. It is caught by Abs. Abs gets one spin. Dodges past one. Count across the 40, 45, 50. And Kiefer Abs is going to move the chains to near midfield. Kiefer Abs, who had that hip injury in week one, were great to see him back. And it couldn't have come at a better time as Abs gets the pass from Ryan Miller, his first pass of the game. And they're going to officially mark him down at around the 47. But nonetheless, it moves the chains for a first down for your Hillman. Ryan Miller has been one of the de facto game changers so far for your Hillman, throwing the football, and he's picking up right where he left off against Rio Linda. They're going to go up the middle. This is going to be Sanchez Harlow, and Sanchez Harlow is out across the Del Oro 40. Danny Sanchez Harlow on his first carry of the game gets it in Del Oro territory for the first time today. And the ball officially marked at the Del Oro 38. Gain of 11 on that run for Sanchez Harlow as the Hillmen have a fresh new set of downs. Back-to-back plays, they get the first down markers and they move the chains. 7:28 to go in the first. The offensive tempo has been very, very fast on both sides of the ball. First and 10 here. They're going to go up the middle with Sanchez Harlow again. And Sanchez Harlow, actually it's Sean Jones, excuse me. Sean Jones chipped up at the 30-yard line for Placer. And you could have made the case, folks, if Sean Jones did not get tripped up there, he would have walked in for six. It's going to be about second and five now. The ball placed at Del Oro's 32-yard line. Both offenses have had no trouble so far moving the ball. The Hillmen still trying to get those first points on the board. 6:50 to play, first and 10. Miller, three-step drop, swings it to the outside. Sanchez Harlow makes one man miss in the backfield. 30, 25. He's finally knocked out of bounds as Sanchez Harlow is officially going to be knocked down at around the 23-yard line. Another first down as Danny Sanchez Harlow so far has been moving the chains for Placer. The Hillmen knock it on the door nearly inside the 20-yard line of Del Oro. They're going to officially mark this ball at the 23. First and 10 coming up. Clock has stopped at 6:37 as Sanchez Harlow was knocked out of bounds. By the looks of it, they're going to put Baylor Kelly in the slot on the near side. Ryan Miller under the gun. Sends one man in motion. And Miller has the ball fumbled. It's picked up by Kelly, who they motioned in the backfield. It was a fumble, but the Hillmen got lucky as Kelly was able to grab it. It looked like they put Abs in the slot. 6:23 to play. The clock continues to run here as the Hillmen, by the looks of it, were able to pick up a couple of yards after Ryan Miller was almost sacked in the backfield. He fumbled the ball forward, and Baylor Kelly picked it up and ran for a couple before being tackled down. Ball is at the Hillmen, or excuse me, the Del Oro 26 now. Under 6 minutes to go. Second and eight for Placer. They go up the middle again, and getting a couple on that play is going to Kelly. It's actually going to be Sean Jones. Ball is going to be marked at the Del Oro 18. So we're looking about third and five. The Hillmen have got to get to the Del Oro. We're going to call it the 14 by the looks of it on the markers. Big play in the game here if the Hillmen cannot move the sticks. 5:23 to play in the first. Miller under center. Sends one man in motion. He's going to drop back on the pump fake. And that one is fired over the head of Baylor Kelly. And Ryan Miller is kicking himself as he had Baylor Kelly wide open on the far side. He just threw it right over his head. So now a key decision for Joey Montoya and company. And no surprise, they're going to go for it. The Hillmen have not gone for it more than maybe twice so far in the season. So unfamiliar territory with Placer. Ball is at the 18-yard line, as mentioned. They've got to get it to about the 14 of Del Oro. It looks like Azzarello, number four, is going to come in on the slot. They're going to go wing T again. Miller, play action, rolls out, throws it, and it's incomplete. as Azzarella was caught up in the backfield, and a great play there by Uricourt, number two, who broke up the pass. So the Hillmen are able to march it down into Del Oro territory, but they come away with no points, and it remains 7-0 Del Oro with 5:07 to play in the first quarter. So the Hillmen now are trying to get the ball back from the defensive side. They had a couple of turnovers against Rio Linda last week. They're going to need one here in order to avoid Del Oro making it a two-score game. Shotgun again for Del Oro. They go to Sherman, who bounced it out to the right. Sherman cuts it upfield, and he is tackled down to 25. So it looks to be a gain of 7 yards for Sherman. And so far, that has been Placer's thorn in the side, as Brock Sherman has ran wild on the Hillmen vaunted defense. Luke Placer, who had the interception against Casa Roble in week one, comes up with a tackle. It'll be 2nd and 3 coming up now for Del Oro. They've got to get it past their own 28-yard line. They're going to be under center here on 2nd and short. They send one man in motion. They go to Sherman again. Sherman is not going to be able to get anywhere. He is broken up in the backfield as Da Silva was in there. A slew of white jerseys as Atkinson is able to get that stop on 2nd and short. Etsy, number 66, was in there as well, George Etsy. And with under 4 minutes to play officially, the ball marked at the 25-yard line. And so for Del Oro, they've got to get this to at least their own 28 to move the sticks. The Hillmen were not able to stop Del Oro on third down last time. They're going to try their hand this time to get off the field. Save back to pass. Empty backfield, and that one is not going to be complete. He tried to throw it on the swing route to Sherman, and all over it was number 11, Baylor Kelly, as well as number 21. And, of course, as you know, that's Danny Sanchez Harlow. So the Hillmen, they go for it on fourth down. They don't get it, but they get the 3-and-out from Del Oro right off the bat. Kiefer Abs is back to return the punt for the Hillmen. He is standing at about their own 42-yard line. Taylor, the punter for Del Oro, and we're going to get a flag now, and it looks like it's going to be false start on Del Oro, and it is going to be a false start, so a 5-yard penalty is going to knock it back a little bit more for Del Oro. So now Kiefer Abs will move up to around the 50-yard line, and if all goes according to plan for Placer here, you have to like the idea of the Hillmen getting this drive to start in Del Oro territory. Abs is going to move up to around the Del Oro 45 here. Good snap. Punt is away. It's a mid-flight line drive. Abs has a little trouble with it. Ball is on the ground. He picks it up. He breaks one tackle out across the 50, and that worked out perfect for Placer as Kiefer Abs tried to take it on the one hop. He bobbled it with his right hand. He was able to get it just as the special teams unit for Del Oro was closing in on him, and he was able to bump out of that tackle, break away, and get to around the 50. And Placer, two close calls so far when it comes to fumbles. They've recovered both. And this drive now looks to start in Del Oro territory at their own 48. A first quarter full of a lot of emotion, a lot of big-time plays. 7-0 Del Oro with 3:14 to play here in the first quarter. The Hillmen start in the wing tee. They're going to go to Sean Jones, who breaks one tackle in the backfield. He trudges forward to around the Del Oro 45. It'll be a gain of 4 on that play with 3:05 to play. Sean Jones, they've used him as the battering ram so far this year. And with 2:55 to go, it's a gain of about 3 officially. It'll be 2nd and 7 now for Placer. They've got to get to around the 38-yard line of the Golden Eagles to move the sticks. If The air is thick tonight. The humidity a factor. You can cut the tension with a knife. Second and seven coming up. They go up the middle. Baylor Kelly breaks one tackle. Kelly across the 40. Kelly is knocked down at the 36-yard line, picking up the first down. A gain of officially 8 on the run for Baylor Kelly. And with 2:26 to play, the clock stops. First and 10 now from the Del Oro 37. We are officially going to be under 2 minutes in the first quarter after this play gets going. The Hillmen wasting no time here on first and 10 from the Golden Eagle 37. It's a bubble screen. Kelly was looking upfield as he drops it on first and 10. Second and 10 coming up. And so far, Placer has not been able to, I guess you could say, for lack of a better term, take advantage of these wide open swing passes as Ryan Miller and Baylor Kelly had each other on the bubble route. Second and 10 once again coming up now for Placer. They send Kelly in motion in the backfield. Sean Jones with the carry. Up the middle, breaking tackles is Sean Jones as he goes to around the Del Oro 30-yard line. That ball is going to be spotted officially at the 32, so third and short is coming up again for Placer. They've got to get to the 27 of Del Oro to move the sticks with under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Miller. Sean Jones, is he going to get it? He looks like he's going to be just short. It'll be fourth and one coming up as Sean Jones is officially marked down for a gain of 2. Hillman makes the tackle for Del Oro. The ball spotted at the 29. It could be second and one, it could be fourth and one, excuse me, or fourth and two, up to your own interpretation. 1:23. Joey Montoya making no mistake of where his intentions lie. He's going for it here on another fourth down call. Miller lines up center. They send Kelly in the backfield. They give it to Baylor Kelly. Kelly has the first down, breaking free. Baylor Kelly still going. He's out across the 20-yard line as Baylor Kelly picks up the first down. And unlike the last fourth down attempt to move the sticks, the Hillmen pick it up this time. The ball is at the 20-yard line for Placer. 58 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. And the Hillmen now knocking on the door once again of the Golden Eagles to put the first points on the board. It's going to be a handoff. Sean Jones breaking tackles. Sean Jones is tackled down. No face mask call. It's actually Sanchez Harlow who gets the carry. No face mask. It looked a little bit like it could have been called, but no. And Sanchez Harlow is wrestled down at around the 22 for a loss of 2. Second and 12 coming up. 24 seconds to play in the first quarter, and so far Del Oro's defense has held up more than their fair share of the bargain as they are defending a slim but stern 7-0 lead near the end of the first. Miller in the gun, drops back, three-step drop, going to fire up the middle, pass is caught and wrestled down at around the 16-yard line. Up the middle is Baylor Kelly, and that will do it for the first quarter. Your Hillmen, for the first time all season, are going into the second quarter with a 7-0 deficit. We'll be back. Your Hillmen down 7-0 here as we go to the second quarter on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
Since 1947, Robinson Sand and Gravel has been serving the community. They're still a family-run local business, and building one-on-one relationships with every customer is still their number one priority. They offer a complete line of construction aggregate, decorative landscape rock, and specialty soil. For years, local area customers with all kinds of projects have trusted Robinson, and you can too. 2145 Grass Valley Highway in Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
This is your home for Friday Night Football in the Foothills, 104.5 FM and AM 950 KHI.
A slim 3-yard run by Del Oro into a touchdown is the lone score here in the first quarter as the Golden Eagles shockingly, surprisingly lead the Hillmen 7-0 here on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. Keith Joganatis on the call as your Hillmen now are looking at a very, very big play coming up. They're inside Del Oro territory at the Golden Eagles 19 to open up the second quarter. 12 minutes remaining here in the first half. The Hillmen were down here on their previous drive. They went for it on fourth down. They could not convert. They went for it on fourth down to get in this position on this drive, and they got it with Baylor Kelly. And now a big play here. The ball is officially marked at what looks to be the 17-yard line. We're going to get a timeout for Placer. Joey Montoya did not like what he saw. That's Placer's first timeout of the half. Two timeouts remaining for Placer in the first half. Once again, Keith Joganatis on the call with you tonight. And you got to tip your hat to Del Oro. They have come to play tonight. They have played smash-mouth football thus far. They have utilized the running game to their advantage, something that nobody has been able to do thus far this season on Placer, which is run the football predominantly well. As Save at quarterback, Sherman and Marlboro's big run have contributed to this deficit that your Hillmen face right now. And a big third down play, a big play here for the Hillmen. Miller, back to pass, has time, scrambles, slips, gets up, still going, and Miller still going. He's out across the 15 as Ryan Miller, you want to talk about playing a risky game. He slipped in the backfield as he dropped back to pass. He got up, he took one shot, and then he kept going. And the ball officially at the 15, all of that for a gain of two. The Hillmen now switching out personnel. And now it's another fourth down facing the Hillmen. They've got to get to at least the Golden Eagle 11, but they're not going to go for it this time as they'll send out Andrew Marcus, number 18, who has had some problems kicking the ball early on this season. Marcus looking to bang this one through and cut the deficit to four. Snap good, hold good, kick is up. It is good for Andrew Marcus, and the Hillmen are on the board. Andrew Marcus, nothing but bullseyes as he shot that arrow out of the bow. And the Hillmen have cut the lead to four for Del Oro. So the Hillmen are finally on the board with 11-11 make-a-wish in the first half. And the Hillmen wished for some points there on the field goal from Andrew Marcus. And I bet you Joey Montoya was the one who chimed in on that wish. Wish is granted, and the Hillmen have cut the deficit to four. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies in the Auburn area. You know, when you think about trophies and you think about plaques, you want to get something nice. You don't want to go cheap. You don't want to spend $5 on something that's going to waste you another $5 down the road. Get something good. Get something pure. Get a trophy from Auburn Trophies in the Auburn area. Auburn Trophies and the Mills Diner. You know, when you think about old-time rock and roll, the classics, Buddy Holly, Chuck Berry, and all the great diners that made America what it was in the 50s and the 60s and even the 70s, it was the Mills Diner. Go to the Mills Diner for some great food and some memories. The Mills Diner. And this is a bad kickoff for the Hillmen as the ball takes one bounce. It is fielded around the 30. The Hillmen are already on top of it as the Golden Eagles are tackled at the 31. Number 11:09 as Clark picked up the ball at around the 32. So great field position for Del Oro here to start this drive, their first one of the second quarter. And Del Oro so far has handled the Hillmen on offense with a great running attack and some good passing. It'll be interesting to see how they dial it up here as they start out in the shotgun. And now Save goes under center. Three-step drop. Save hands it off. Uricourt's got it. He stiff-arms one man across the 40 for Del Oro, and he's knocked out of bounds near side at the 43. And it looks like that's going to move the sticks. It could be a first down. If it's not, it's second and inches. Nope, it's a first down. 43-yard line is where they're going to knock out Uricourt as Uricourt gets it for a gain of 11 on the swing route. Save taking his time so far. He has made great decisions with the football. He has not allowed this lights-out secondary for Placer to get any chances at an interception. And now the clock continues to run here with 11:02 to play as the Hillmen are down four in the second quarter. Save in the shotgun, one running back to his right. He's going to hand it off. It's Sherman looking for a hole. He is not met with a hole, and instead he is laid out near side. A great open field tackle for your Hillman. It was number 22, Daniel Maldonado, and second down coming up. As Sherman was only able to get back to the line of scrimmage, it was a big tackle there for Maldonado. So far, the Hillman defense has been pushed around. Sherman has put the emphasis and set the tone for the running game. Right there, Maldonado says the buck stops here. Second down coming up, 10:35 to play. Save controlling the offense here from the shotgun. Sherman to his right in the backfield. Three-step drop. Save looks over the middle. Sherman gets it at the 45, makes one man miss, and then he is tackled down near the what looks to be the 44. Platzer with a great open field tackle. So far, Luke Platzer has been one of the best defensive backs all year for Platzer. He has an interception to his name in the Castle Roble game, and he comes up with a big shoestring tackle. You have to think Sherman had about 5 yards of running room there. If Platzer doesn't get him, he's out across the 50 most likely. So now it's going to be 3rd and 9 coming up for Del Oro. They've got to get it to at least the 47 of Platzer to move the sticks. Save in the gun. Two wideouts on both the left and the right side. Drops back to pass. Pressure coming. Throws downfield, and it is incomplete as the Hillmen get the pass broken up. It was intended for number 21. Ruvula did not get it, and so the Hillmen force another three and out for Del Oro. And it was actually Gaylor, number 81, who had the pass. Pass was intended for. 9:42 to play here in the second quarter. As once again on another drive, Del Oro will be three and out. Kiefer Abs back to return this punt here at the Del Oro 22. It is a big time punt. That ball is knocked at around the 25. Abs takes it, breaks one tackle, and then he is finally wrestled down near the Placer 20. Kiefer Abs was smothered in the backfield right there. And so now the Hillmen have about 80 yards to go to take the lead here. And Ryan Miller so far, no mistakes. Placer in back-to-back drives has been able to get the Hillmen in scoring position. So the Hillmen are trying this time to punch it in. The first drive, they had the turnover on downs when they couldn't accomplish getting the fourth down to be moving to the sticks. The second time around, they settled for a field goal, and now they look to finally punch it in for 7 on this drive. Ryan Miller in the shotgun. He's going to hand it off to Kelly. Kelly breaks one tackle, as Kelly will get about 1 yard there. The 21 he goes. Second down coming up now, second and long coming up now for the Hillmen. We are officially under 10 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Kelly will get officially 2 yards on the first down carry. Second and 8 coming up with 9:14 to play here in the second quarter. The Hillmen taking their time. They're going to substitute a couple of players in for a certain personnel package. We are under 9 minutes now to play in the second. Wing T, Miller, back to pass, has time, throws it up the middle, pass is caught at the 30-yard line, as catching that one is Baylor Kelly. Who makes the tackle, but Baylor Kelly gets the catch on second and long, and it's going to be a first down as Kelly catches it at the Placer 30-yard line. A new set of downs for Placer. They're at their own 30 now, and slowly but steadily, the Hillmen are moving the chains. Miller, back to pass, has time, going to air it out long. Kelly's downfield, it's caught at 35-30, 25-20. There goes Baylor Kelly, nothing but room. Touchdown, Placer Hillmen, and Baylor Kelly strikes gold in a sea of black and gold at Del Oro, and the Hillmen have the lead for the first time tonight. They drop the bomb on him, and Ryan Miller and Kelly hook up again. And for a brief moment, the crowd is silent. Baylor Kelly, you just knew it was a matter of time until he struck for your Hillmen. Ryan Miller hit pay dirt on play action, and with 8:23 to go pending the PAT, the Hillmen lead it 9-7. Holy guacamole. Marcus back to kick the PAT. Snap is good. It is right down Broadway. And the Hillmen, it takes them less than 10 plays this time to hit pay dirt. They strike gold on a 70-yard bomb from Ryan Miller to Baylor Kelly. And the Hillmen have taken a 10-7 lead here early on in the second. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies, listen, fantasy football time is here. And if you're going to win your fantasy football league, gloat to all your friends at the office. Gloat to all your friends at work around the water cooler. Get a nice trophy. Get a nice plaque that says, I'm number one and you're not. The Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies for all your trophy needs. 10-7 Hillmen. They take their first lead of the contest here at Del Oro after Baylor Kelly breaks free up the middle, catches the pass from Ryan Miller, and did not look back. The Hillmen with a slim three-point lead, and now they will rely upon their defense, who has forced a couple of three-and-outs for Del Oro to carry them here in midway of the second quarter nearly. This kickoff is a little better. Ball bounces it around the 33 and then will roll out of bounds near the 30. Going to get a flag on the plays. It looks like that ball did not, by the looks of it, we're going to see if they pick it up or not. So the Hillmen got off to the slowest start of the game so far. And after that kickoff, they're going to move this ball up. And the drive for Del Oro will start at their own 39 after the penalty on the kickoff. So the Hillmen now, the defense has been impressive so far, and they're going to try to keep that going. Shotgun on first and 10 from Del Oro. They're going to hand it off to Sherman. Sherman breaks a tackle, and he's finally wrestled down at around the 42-yard line. On that play, it looked like Merrick Azzarello, number four, and Maldonado with the tackle. 8:07 to play here in this first quarter, or second quarter, excuse me. It's going to be a second and 7 coming up now. They're going to officially give Sherman a gain of 3 on the first and 10 carry. Save in the gun, Sherman behind him at around the Del Oro 35. And now we're going to get a whistle before the second and 7 play can continue. It's going to be a false start on Del Oro, and that'll make it second and 12 coming up. So Placer catches a break there on the false start penalty for Del Oro. It'll be the third false start penalty so far for Del Oro here in the first half, with 7:40 to go in the first half remaining. Play action. They're going to give it off to Sherman. Sherman breaking a tackle. And Sherman looks like to get it back to the line of scrimmage. And it looks like it'll be third and 10 coming up now after Sherman picks up a couple. And it will be third and 10 as Sherman picks up about what looks to be 2. So now Del Oro going to have to throw the football here. Unfried is the quarterback right now for Del Oro here on third and 10. 6:56 to play here in the first half. Del Oro in the gun, looking to move the sticks. They've got to get it to at least their own 49. Unfried throws it to the flat, pass is caught, and a great open field tackle by number 3, Luke Platzer, will make it fourth down again. A gain of a couple on the out route to the far side for Del Oro, but Luke Platzer is right there to make that tackle. And so the Hillmen now have forced 4th and 7 for Del Oro. And it'll be another punt for the Golden Eagles, the third consecutive drive that ends in a punt for Del Oro. The Hillmen back to return this at their own 25 with 6:06 to play in the second quarter. It's a boomer of a punt. Abs catches it at the own 30 for the Hillmen. He breaks one tackle, makes one man miss. And it's going to be a fumble, and Del Oro has picked up the fumble at the Hillman 40-yard line. Oh, no. Kiefer Abs fumbling the football as he was wrestled down. And the Hillmen have had trouble all night so far in the special teams, and they finally get burned as that one is a fumble. And it's recovered this time by Del Oro. They've been flirting with fumbles all night, and finally Del Oro picks up the ball, and now they start this drive at the Hillmen 39 with under 6 minutes to go in the first half. Shotgun formation. Save back in the game. Steps in the pocket. Now he's going to run across the 35. Stiff arm. Save will dart out of bounds on the far side near the Hillmen 29. It looks like Save has moved the sticks for Del Oro.
And it looks like he went out of bounds just shy.
And it, on second thought, it looks like he's just out of bounds. So a gain of officially eight there. The ball is placed at the Hillmen 32. 5:44 to play in the first half. The Hillmen clinging to a 3-point 10-7 lead, but Del Oro is driving after the fumble recovery on the punt return. Save in the gun, two wideouts to the near side, one running back in the backfield to his right. Back to pass. Save has time. Pressure coming. He throws it. Pass is caught. It looks like with forward progress, they have the first down, and they do, as the refs mark the player down at the 29. Sherman with the catch. Santa Maria with the tackle for Del Oro. And they're going to bring it back, actually, so it'll be third and inches. It looked like from our vantage point that they had the first down. Third and inches coming up now as the Hillmen with a facing a very big play. Del Oro looking to move the sticks here. We're going to be under 5 minutes with 5:05 officially to play in the first half. Can Del Oro move the sticks on third and inches? It's a big play. Save lines up under center. One wide out to the near side. One to the right. They send a man in motion. And now we're going to get a whistle, and Del Oro takes a timeout. They did not like what they saw on that play. Del Oro will have two timeouts remaining. Placer, two timeouts remaining as well. And with 4:50, with 4:50 to play here in the first half, Del Oro is going to try to see what they can do here. Obviously, on third and inches, they have a lot of options at their disposal. They could bootleg it on a play action. They could run it right at the middle of Sherman. Sherman has been a tank all night for Del Oro. They have not been able to stop him on the Placer side, defensive side of the football. You'd have to think the safe play is to give it to Sherman right up the middle. So you'd have to wonder, is Joey Montoya going to tell them to sell on the run? What does Del Oro have up their sleeve as they now come back onto the field? The Hillmen now with a big play on third and inches. Del Oro's going to have to move it a couple of inches here on third and inches. The ball at their own, at the Placer 29. Savay's going to sneak it, and he gets the first down and more. As Save is knocked down at the 20, they're going to give him one more yard there. So now Save is officially marked down at the 28. So a gain of two with under 5 minutes to play here in the first half, and the Hillmen clinging to that three-point lead. Del Oro right now looking to take back the lead by punching it in for six. Del Oro playing the safe route there by just quarterback sneaking it up the middle. It's going to be shotgun for Survey and Company. Two running backs in the backfield on first and 10. They send a man in motion to the near side. Survey back to pass. Pressure coming. Spins out of it. He is sacked in the backfield at the 35. It is big bad Ivan Da Silva who got him and gobbled him up. Survey was able to evade pressure on one guy. He could not escape the jaws and the clutches of Ivan Da Silva as he wrapped him up in the backfield for a loss of a couple. And the ball officially placed at the 35 of Placer's territory. And Ivan Da Silva, who's been quiet all night, he finally got through. He broke free and took down Save with a force unbeknownst to mankind. 3:39 to play. It'll be second and long coming up now for Del Oro. Save in the gun. Drops back on the three-step. throws to the left, intercepted! No, it is broken up. It looked like for a minute that number four, Merrick Azzarello, had a beat on the ball. It looked like they were going for that slant route. It was the same slant route that Marlboro hit earlier in the game that got them down to the Placer 20-yard line. This time, Azzarello had a beat on it. He almost came up with the interception. But nonetheless, a big play there for Placer as it now forces a third and long for Del Oro from the Hillman's 35. They've got to get this to at least the Hillman 18. Third and 17 if you want to get specific. Shotgun for Del Oro. Savay in the gun. Pressure coming. Steps up. Gets out of the pocket. Throws downfield. It is caught. And it is a first down. And a big first down at the 9-yard line. Pass is caught by Urihart. A gain of 26 on that play with 3:17 to go. It's going to be first and goal for Del Oro. It looked like Savay was dead to rights. He darted out of the pocket to the far side. He bootlegged it. He threw it downfield. Baylor Kelly tried to cut off the pass. Urihart with a great catch reception there. First and goal from the Placer 9. So Placer looked to be all systems go, going good. And now Del Oro 9 yards away from retaking the lead. Shotgun on first and goal. Sherman has it. Tries to bounce it out. He is going to be tackled finally at the 15. Still going is Sherman as he broke off a couple of tackles there in the open field. It looked like for a minute that Maldonado and Sanchez Harlow were going to have him near the 15, but he busted it open. He tried to go upfield, but he was met by a slew of white jerseys. So nonetheless, it looks to be a loss of more than a couple. A loss of 5 on first and goal. Second and goal coming up now from the Del Oro, or excuse me, the Placer 14. 2:12 remaining in the first half. Del Oro with 2 timeouts remaining. Placer 2 timeouts as well. Savay in the gun. Drops back. Pressure coming. Steps up in the pocket. And he is sacked in the backfield. And another big sack for Placer. Connor Atkinson showing you the definition of the Atkinson diet. A full-fledged sack there. Third and goal coming up. 1:45 to go. Del Oro refusing to use a timeout. They've got 2 at their disposal. Ball is at the 12-yard line as Savay actually got a gain of a couple on that sack, but still third and goal coming up here. Del Oro is going to have to get it in the end zone, or it's going to be fourth and goal coming up. This ball has to go in the black end zone with the Del Oro yellow painting. Scripture. Savay in the gun, and that play is going to be whistled dead before it begins. Another false start for Del Oro. That's going to knock him back 5 yards now. So now instead of it being third and goal from the 14 of Placer, it's going to be third and goal from the 19 of Placer. So the Hillmen face another, you could technically call it third and long, but it's third and goal, another third and long. The last time Del Oro had a third and long, Savay with some magicianry got out of the pocket and hit Urihart to get them to the 9. Ever since then, they've gone back 10 yards. 1:08 to play. Sherman lines up to the right side of Savay in the backfield in the shotgun. 2 wideouts to the right side. High snap, bootleg. Savay throws it. Intercepted on the far side. Placer's going. 45-50, 45-40, 35-30, 25-20. Is he going to make it? Yes, he will! Touchdown, Placer! Hillman! The Hillmen say they had the touchdown. It's an interception of 80 yards and more. There's going to be a tackle near the 5. We're still trying to get a reading on where the ball is. With 47 seconds left, the Hillmen have intercepted the pass. A big interception. We're waiting to see who got it. It could be Azzarello. We don't know for sure. But nonetheless, the Hillmen have gone from third and goal on defense to first and goal on offense with 47 seconds remaining, and they've got 2 timeouts. And what will Joey Montoya call here as he looks to get a double-digit lead heading into halftime? 47 seconds remaining. The ball is at the one-yard line. They send the man in motion. Miller gives the carry. It is going to be a touchdown. Placer Hillman. And the Hillmen, just like that, are up 9 points with 47 seconds remaining in the first half. Oh, baby. The Hillmen have flipped the field position and the momentum just like that. And pending this PAT, if it's good for Marcus, the Hillmen go up 10. The Hillmen up 9 after an interception, and then the first play on first and goal with 47 seconds remaining, they get it. That ball, that PAT, is good. And the Hillmen, off the PAT by Marcus, lead it by 10. 17-7, Hillmen. The interception on third and goal leads to the return to the one-yard line. It was officially a 80-yard return, 80-yard interception return, which led it to the one-yard line. 47 seconds remaining. The Hillmen up 10. This kickoff brought to you by Auburn Trophies. And what a kickoff and a sight to behold as Joey Montoya and the Hillmen are up 10 points after the interception return to the one-yard line. The run up the gut for 1 yard on first and goal, and the Hillmen are up 10. And the first half of play, which got off to a rocky start for the Hillmen, has ended on a high note seemingly. You still have 47 seconds remaining, so a lot of game left to be played for the Hillmen and the Del Oro Golden Eagles, but the Hillmen lead it by 10 with under a minute remaining in the first half. A high lofting kick near the 20-yard line. It bounces at the 20, taken at the 20. Here comes Sherman, bounces off one, spins to the near side. He's wrestled down at around the 25 after forward progress. So Del Oro will have 45 seconds to move the ball, what looks to be about 75 yards. They have two timeouts at their disposal. The Hillmen have one remaining. So a lot of variables that could potentially happen here that could still change the game. They're going to officially mark Sherman down on the kickoff return at the 27-yard line. Shotgun formation for Seve and company. Seve back to pass. Quick drop. He fires it to the far side. Pass is caught inbounds. Urquhart gets it. It looks like Urquhart might have got one or two, and then he's pushed back to the line of scrimmage. 31 seconds remaining. Del Oro taking their time here. They're going to remain in shotgun. They've got an empty backfield. And now they've got a man in the backfield with 16 seconds remaining. Del Oro will see if they get one more pass off. They will. Seve throws it. And dropping that pass at the 35 is going to be number 8. It was Marlboro who had the big play in the first quarter that got Del Oro inside the Hillmen 20. And with 6 seconds remaining, you'd have to think this play is going to be a running play or a knee just to go into halftime. The Hillmen are in prevent defense. Everyone backed up to at least the 50-yard line. 6 seconds remaining. The Hillmen so far with a couple of turnovers that have flipped the field position and the scoreboard. Seve in the gun. Third down. Seve dumps it off to Sherman. Sherman across the 30, 35. And that will do it for the first half. So your Hillmen started out slow. They trailed 7-0 in the first quarter. They have racked off 17 consecutive points. They take a 10-point lead, 17-7, into half. We will be back at halftime. Your Hillmen in comfort as they lead the Golden Eagles at Del Oro, 17-7 here on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
We are here with Connie from Auburn Trophies, located at 1221 Grass Valley Highway in the Fiddler's Green Shopping Center. Connie, sports are back.
And we are so glad Auburn Trophies has trophies for all sports. And we not only do trophies, but we do laser engraving, commercial plaques, and so much more. Stop by and see us anytime or
call them at 530-885-2669 or email sales@auburntrophies.com.
We are a proud sponsor of Placer Hillman Football on K.
Hi, Brandon Harris with Homer Insurance, and inflation has never been so real. What better way to put money back in your pocket than saving money on insurance? Don't let another season pass without checking on your rates. Bonds, general liability, and workman's comp are just a few of the products we offer, and the savings can be staggering. Give us a crack and hit a home run with Homer Insurance. Call 916-339-7070 right now and find out how much you can save. That's 916-339-7070.
For all your heating and air conditioning needs, make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillman supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
For classic American food and a fun atmosphere, it's Mel's Diner in Auburn. Mel's is a throwback to the diners of the 50s and 60s with great food and service and family-friendly. Breakfast served all day, plus your favorite blue plate specials, classic fountain drinks and desserts, and over 15 delicious Mel burgers to choose from. So whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, order online or stop in Mel's Diner. 1730 Grass Valley Highway at Luther Road in Auburn, a proud supporter of Placer High Athletics.
The Native community is big for me. Makes me feel good to pass on our Arapaho traditions. My kids love going up to the Sundance. I like to tell people the Sundance is about family. It's about the tribe. It's not just about the dancer. It's kind of like life. As a Sundancer, I'm just one spoke in the wheel. I need my family there. I need my role models. I need my people there, especially my children. You know, coming in that door, my family is ready to see me, and they believe in me. Before, I'd never seen that from my people. But now when I walk in that door and I see those smiling faces and they're happy to see me, that's special. With my four kids, all I ask for them in Arapaho ways is health and happiness. Nothing more, nothing less.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Since 1947, Robinson Sand and Gravel has been serving the community. They're still a family-run local business, and building one-on-one relationships with every customer is still their number one priority. They offer a complete line of construction aggregate, decorative landscape rock, and specialty soil. For years, local area customers with all kinds of projects have trusted Robinson, and you can too. 2145 Grass Valley Highway in Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
We are here with Connie from Auburn Trophies, located at 1221 Grass Valley Highway in the Fiddler's Green Shopping Center. Connie, sports are back.
And we are so glad Auburn Trophies has trophies for all sports. And we not only do trophies, but we do laser engraving, commercial plaques, and so much more. Stop by and see us anytime or
call them at 530-885-2669 or email sales@auburntrophies.com.
We are a proud sponsor of Placer Hillman Football on K.
And here's your K-High News for Friday, September 6th. I'm Chris Quant. Auburn police warn of mountain lion activity. This is from Fox 40 News. A mountain lion was spotted in an Auburn neighborhood on Thursday morning, which police say is still in the area. According to the Auburn Police Department, a mountain lion was spotted at a home in the area of Auburn Folsom Road and Eagle's Nest. Residents are advised to stay aware of their surroundings and bring in any pets. California Department of Fish and Wildlife has been notified about the mountain lion, according to police. A quarter ton of illegal cannabis found in Nevada County. This is also from Fox 40 News. After busting multiple illegal cannabis grow operations during the month of August, the Nevada County Sheriff's Office uncovered nearly 11,500 illegal cannabis plants. Members of the Sheriff's Office Special Investigation Unit served search warrants to 6 properties in Nevada City and 2 properties in Grass Valley that had noted activity of illegal activity. Quote, illegal cannabis operations pose numerous health and safety concerns to the community at large, unquote, the sheriff's office wrote. The bus resulted in 11,498 illegal plants and 497.5 pounds of processed cannabis being seized and destroyed by law enforcement. 2 people were arrested at separate properties in Nevada City for illegal cannabis cultivation. The sheriff's office was assisted by California Fish and Wildlife, the Department of Cannabis Compliance, Nevada County Code Compliance, Eradication and Prevention of Illicit Cannabis, or EPIC, Task Force, the California Department of Water Resources, and the Nevada County District Attorney's Office. Overturned gravel truck halts traffic at I-80 and State Route 65 interchange in Roseville. This is also from Fox 40 News. Drivers looking to use northbound State Route 65 in Roseville early Thursday had to look for an alternate route due to a major traffic delay in the area, according to the California Highway Patrol. An overturned gravel truck halted traffic on eastbound Interstate 80 at the State Route 65 interchange. The CHP said that debris covered much of State Route 65 northbound and crews worked to clear the crash while drivers were diverted around the accident. Back with more news after this.
A dog? I'm not. I was born for a purpose. To bring you hope. To guide you out of darkness. To stand by you as you rediscover life. When past battles cloud your mind, I push them away. You tell me I'm your hero, just as you are mine. You hold me when you're afraid. Whisper that I saved you. With me by your side, no challenge is too great. No night too dark. I'm your guide, your companion, your friend, your light. A dog? I'm not. With me, you see the world again.
Discover hope at Dogs, Inc. Visit us at dogsinc.org to learn more.
Continuing now with your K-High News from the Morning Brew, Tesla plans to launch self-driving cars in Europe and China next year. More drivers are going to know what it feels like to be in the passenger seat with Jeff Gordon at the wheel. Tesla announced it wants to launch its full self-driving, or FSD, product in Europe and Asia early next year, pending regulatory approval. However, the company and its gregarious founder Elon Musk have promised fully autonomous self-driving technology for 8 years and have so far failed to deliver, even as competitors like Waymo and Pony.ai successfully operate robo-taxis. Investors seem optimistic. Tesla's stock was up almost 5% yesterday on the news. China ended its international adoption program. People from other countries will no longer be allowed to adopt Chinese children unless they're relatives, the country announced yesterday. The program, hatched at the height of China's overpopulation, was the source of tens of thousands of adoptions around the world since the 1990s. U.S. families alone adopted 82,000 children from China between 1999 and 2023, according to the State Department. But China is now dealing with declining birth rates, while much of the rest of the world also tightens restrictions on international adoptions. And from the Morning Brew, here's what else is brewing. France named a new prime minister, a former Brexit negotiator, ending 2 months of a political stalemate that left the country without a government. Alan Lynchman, the controversial historian who has accurately predicted 9 out of the last 10 presidential elections, picked Kamala Harris to win in November. Ford sales increased 13.4% last month, bolstered by strong demand for SUVs and pickup trucks. Alex Morgan, the GOAT of women's soccer, announced she'll retire at the end of the NWSL season. Trump Media has lost 75% of its market value since the company went public in March, costing Trump himself billions in net worth. And Hunter Biden pleaded guilty to 9 federal tax charges, avoiding a trial. His sentencing is scheduled for December. And finally, also from the Morning Brew, today's word of the day is skullduggery, meaning secret and dishonest behavior, trickery. Skullduggery. And that's your K-High News for this Friday, September 6th. I'm Chris Quant.
Hi, K-High listeners. I'm Brandon Harris with Homer Insurance. So what makes us different? Well, first of all, we live in your community and understand the insurance environment you're dealing with. Whether it's your home or your business, your insurance situation is unique. We have access to an enormous market of top-rated carriers, and we'll find the one that fits your unique situation the best. We want you to experience the service you deserve. Hit a home run and call Homer Insurance today. 916-339-7070. That's 916-339-7070.
For all your heating and air conditioning needs, make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillman supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
I still see your shadows in my room. Can't take back the love that I gave.
That's my son Jared, but the world knew him as recording artist Juice WRLD. He released 4 studio albums, 9 EPs, 2 mixtapes, 35 singles, and is one of the most streamed artists ever. What the world didn't fully understand was the depth of his struggle with addiction and mental health. At the height of his fame, we lost him to an accidental drug overdose.
I have these lucid.
I'm Carmela Wallace. I started Live Free 999 to remove the stigma and normalize conversations around mental health and substance abuse. I want to ensure that no other parent or loved one faces what I've faced.
Go to livefree999.org to find resources and learn more. If you or someone you know need urgent support, text LF999 to 741741.
For all your heating and air conditioning needs, make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillman supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
For classic American food and a fun atmosphere, it's Mel's Diner in Auburn. Mel's is a throwback to the diners of the 50s and 60s with great food and service and family-friendly. Breakfast served all day, plus your favorite blue plate specials, classic fountain drinks and desserts, and over 15 delicious Mel burgers to choose from. So whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, order online or stop in Mel's Diner. 1730 Grass Valley Highway at Luther Road in Auburn. A proud supporter of Placer High Athletics. Since 1947, Robinson Sand and Gravel has been serving the community. They're still a family-run local business, and building one-on-one relationships with every customer is still their number one priority. They offer a complete line of construction aggregate, decorative landscape rock, and specialty soil. For years, local area customers with all kinds of projects have trusted Robinson, and you can too. 2145 Grass Valley Highway in Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
We are here with Connie from Auburn Trophies, located at 1221 Grass Valley Highway in the Fiddler's Green Shopping Center. Connie, sports are back.
And we are so glad Auburn Trophies has trophies for all sports. And we not only do trophies, but we do laser engraving, commercial plaques, and so much more. Stop by and see us anytime or
call them at 530-885-2669 or email sales@auburntrophies.com.
We are a proud sponsor of Placer Hillman Football on K.
Every day, we fight to preserve magnificent places and wildlife. We are Earth Justice, a national legal nonprofit fighting for your right to a healthy environment. Every day, we fight to advance clean energy. We are Earth Justice, 135-plus lawyers representing clients free of charge. Every day, we fight to combat climate change. We are Earth Justice, and we're here because, now more than ever, the Earth needs a good lawyer. Earth Justice uses the power of law to ensure our planet and its inhabitants have a future. No one fights more cases on the environment than Earth Justice. and we win almost every time. Because when we win, the air and water are cleaner, food systems are safer, and public lands are preserved. And we win because these are fights we cannot lose. Want to join us in this fight? The time is now. Go to earthjustice.org today. That's earthjustice.org.
For more Friday Night Football in the Foothills coverage, follow us on Twitter at KHIGH Radio. Now, back to the game.
Welcome back, KHIGH Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. Keith Joganatis on the call with you here. So far, so good for your Hillmen. They've passed the first half of the test. Now comes the most important part, and that is sustaining a 17-7 lead here as the second half is set to begin shortly. We'll give you the full rundown of what took place in the first half. The Hillmen were knocked on their keisters, so to speak. First drive of the game for Del Oro, they caught an 80-yard slant route up the middle. That set up the 1-yard touchdown run to make it 7-0. The Hillmen went for it on fourth and short. On the next drive deep in Del Oro territory, they didn't get it. But then after a couple of three and outs, they were able to get the ball back. They went down the length of the field, got a field goal to make it 7-3. They then got another three and out and proceeded to drop the bomb on Del Oro as Ryan Miller hit Baylor Kelly for an 80-yard touchdown pass. That made it 10-7. And then as Del Oro was driving, they faced a very long third and goal. They got an interception. That pass was intercepted to the 1-yard line. They punched it in late in the first half. That made it 17-7. And for what it's worth, if you have a black Nissan Sentra, you are blocking on the vehicles. We need you to move that that vehicle. So the Hillmen up 17-7 with one half of football separating themselves from 3-0. The lead is to 10. The Hillmen know what they have to do. The good thing for Placer is they've got the football to start the second half. So they'll be able to start the second half with a 10-point lead and the football. So if Placer is able to take this ball and put it in for 6, it will really, really pave the way for the victory. And of course, on the flip side, Del Oro is looking to get the ball back, get points of their own, and make this a one-score game. Del Oro once again is going to kick the ball off to the Hillmen to start the second half. One half of football remaining. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Del Oro is looking to pull out all the stops to get this W. The Hillmen up 10. They're going to get the ball to start the second half. 24 minutes of football remaining is all that separates the Hillmen from a 3-0 start for the first time in a while. And if you thought the energy was ramped up here in the first half, it has kicked up a notch in the second. Del Oro will kick this ball to the left side of the field. The Hillmen will have Kiefer Abs, and by the looks of it, the norm, Baylor Kelly back to return the football. Hands in the air. Del Oro kicks it off. The second half has begun as Kiefer Abs will take this one back at the Hillmen 5, up the middle of the field. And it looks like Abs has broken free out across the 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. Abs is finally knocked out of bounds in Del Oro territory. Kelly with the tackle as Abs is out across into Del Oro territory on the opening kickoff. They will officially knock Kiefer Abs out of bounds at the what looks to be Del Oro 44. So the Hillmen with a great kickoff to start the second half here. Miller under center. He's going to hand it off the middle to Sean Jones. Sean Jones breaks free, and he is tackled at around the 35. Gain of about 9 there. It's going to be second and short. So Suarez will make that tackle for Del Oro. Second and 1 coming up with 11:35 to go. The Hillman now on second and short with a wide variety of options here to move the sticks. Miller up the middle. Sanchez Harlow has the first down, breaking a tackle, and the ball is knocked down at the 30. Sanchez Harlow moves the sticks, gain of about 5 there to move the sticks, and the Hillman have a first down. So now the Hillman with the 10-point lead, this is what they like to do here. They like to melt the clock. They like to create the tempo of the football game. Ball is at the 30-yard line of the Del Oro Golden Eagles. Del Oro knows it could be disaster if they are to give up 7 points here. 3 would not be the end of the world, but the 7 would definitely be something that they could potentially not come back from. Montoya is on the sidelines, and he did not like what he saw. He'll burn his first time out. So the Hillmen, less than 2 minutes into the second half, are going to take their first time out. That is their first time out of the second half. They've got 2 remaining. Ball is at the 30-yard line of Del Oro, and the Hillmen, not even 5 plays into this first drive, and they're moving down the field at will on Del Oro. And in the first half, Del Oro did a good job of, you know, limiting those big-time plays. So far early on, they have not done that. First and 10 coming up now for Placer at the Del Oro 30-yard line. Miller under center in the wing tee. They're going to go up the middle, and it's a gain of a couple as they give it upfield to Sean Jones, number 5. Gain of a couple there for Placer. So second down coming up for the Hillman. Ball is at the what looks to be the Del Oro 27 here on second and 7. 10:07 to play in the third quarter. The Hillman under the wing tee again. They're going to go up the middle. It'll be Jones. So Jones gets it to around the 25-yard line. So now a key pivotal third down coming up now for Placer. This ball is at the Hillman 26. So in order to move the ball, the Hillman have got to get it to the Del Oro 20-yard line. Under the wing tee, third down. Miller back to pass. Has time, throws it far side, passes in the air. It is incomplete. And it's an interception, actually, for Del Oro. Del Oro has intercepted the football in the end zone. Oh, a killer for Placer. Del Oro with the much-needed turnover on the play. So the ball will be placed at the 20-yard line after the interception in the end zone for Del Oro. A key interception for the Eagles. So Placer, after that great kickoff return by Abs, not able to, I guess you could say, not able to cash that in. With 9:19 to play, Del Oro now has a chance to go down the length of the field and make this a one-possession game. Ryan Miller with his second interception of the year. And there is confirmation. Interception. Del Oro will have the ball. They'll start their first drive of the second half from their own 20-yard line with 9:19 to play in the third quarter. 9:19 to play. under center is Save. Going to give it up the middle as Sherman is tackled at the line of scrimmage. So Placer, first play after that interception, is able to kind of get back on track. Interceptions have been something that Placer has not done so far early in this season. They're actually going to give what looks to be a gain of one, so second and nine coming up with 8:52 to play in the third quarter. The Eagles driving down the field, second and nine coming up now. Save under center. Play action. Bootleg. De Silva coming. He gets by De Silva on the bootleg. Save throws it. It is caught near the 35. And the catch is caught by Marlboro. And so they're going to rule it a catch. But they're going to bring it back on a penalty.
And it looks like there was a call on the play. It brought it back. No replay of the down.
So the pass caught by Marlboro. So the play is brought back. It'll be third down now. 8:29 to play. It'll be third down from the Golden Eagle 20 where the drive started. Save back to pass in the gun. Pressure coming. Pass is caught the 25. Great open field tackle near the 26 by number 3, Luke Platzer. And it'll be fourth down. Fourth and three. Pass was caught around the 27-yard line. Was where the tackle was made by Luke Platzer. 8:05 to play. Fourth and three coming up. Ball is at the Golden Eagle 27. They're actually going to place this at the 28. So fourth and short. The Golden Eagles taking a golden risk here, going for it. They've got to get across the 30. 7:45 to play. Shotgun for DeLauro on fourth and short. Save, quick step, pressure coming, got to give it out. Save is sacked in the backfield. Ball is at the 20-yard line, and the Hillmen are going to get the turnover on downs deep in DeLauro territory. A big sack on fourth down for Placer, and they're right back where they started nearly on that interception on the last drive. So at the 18 is where Placer will start their second drive of the second half. Wing T, Miller, up the middle to Sean Jones. Sean Jones, 10, he's there. He's tackled down near the 10. About 8 yards there for Sean Jones. 7:28 to play here in the third as the Hillmen now with an opportunity to make this a 17-point game. Second and short coming up now for the Hillmen. They're back in the wing T under center. Miller sends Kelly in motion into the backfield. They go back to Sean Jones. Jones is met at the line of scrimmage, and he is pushed back.
The Eagles stop Jones at the line of scrimmage led by Evan Hillmen.
So Hillmen makes the tackle. It'll be third and short.
Third and short for the Hillmen.
6:54 to play, and there's an injured player down on the field. We'll wait to see who it is. And while we wait to get that number with 6:43 to go.
And it looks like we have a Hillmen with a crown on the ground.
The Hillmen with a key third and short coming up now. They're going to have a wide variety of options at their disposal as far as the third and short play. They're up 10. .638 to play. The Hillmen are going to have to get this ball to at least the DeLauro 8-yard line to move the sticks, which would make it first and goal. So the Hillmen now with a very key play here on third and short. The ball is officially marked at the DeLauro 10. They give it up the middle. They've got the first down. It'll be first and goal coming up as the Hillmen get the 2 yards they need on third and short.
But
It looks like they're going to measure this. No, they're going to give the first down now. So first and goal coming up as the Hillmen get the first down they needed on third and short. The ball is officially marked at the 8-yard line. So 8 yards is what separates the Hillmen from making this a 3-possession game. Wing T again. Miller under center. Hands it up the middle. Breaking one tackle and into the under, across the 5. It'll be the 3-yard line where that football will go. Suarez with a tackle. Jones gets the carry for the Hillmen. It's a gain of 5. Second and goal coming up now as the Hillmen are just chewing clock, continuing to chew the clock. We're going to be under 5 minutes soon here in the third quarter. .537 to play. The Hillmen up 10 and chewing the clock at will, controlling and dictating the tempo and pace of the game. Shotgun for Placer. Miller hands it off to Jones again. Jones will walk in. Touchdown, Placer Hillmen. And Sean Jones makes it a 16-point game, pending the extra PAT. And the Hillmen have busted this wide open. And the running game has finally succumbed to the blocking up front. The Hillmen, led by Sean Jones in the trenches, continuing to bang the drum. Marcus lines up for the PAT. And that one is good.
And Marcus's kick is good.
So the Hillmen are able to make Del Oro pay for going for it on fourth down. They get the turnover on downs. Less than 7 plays later, they punch it in from big bad Sean Jones. Welcome to Mr. Jones's neighborhood. The Hillmen lead it by 17 with 5:22 to play in the third. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies, when you think about all the great trophies and the accomplishments in your life, you want to make it with something special, something rare, a rare commodity. Go to Auburn Trophies and by the Mel's Diner. Who doesn't like the appetizer sampler? It speaks for itself. The Mel's Diner. 17-point lead for your Hillmen here on K-High Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. Keith Joganatis with you here. The Hillmen on their second drive to start the second half, punching in with Sean Jones. They lead by 17 with 5:22. Marcus set to kick this one back to Del Oro. It's a high kick. It doesn't go very far. It's taken at the Del Oro 35, but a great open field shoestring tackle by the Hillmen. Ball is at the 5:18 is where this, or at 5:18 on the scoreboard in the third quarter, and the ball will start at the 35 on the second drive for Del Oro here in the second half. And the Golden Eagles, they need points, and they need points in a hurry. Ball is marked at the Golden Eagle 35. Save in the gun on first and 10, drops back the pass, has time in the pocket, zips it over the middle. That pass is incomplete. And actually it was Unfried who threw that ball. They swapped out Save. Incomplete on first and 10. Second and 10 coming up with 5:14 to go. Unfried back in the game. Del Oro trying to mix it up here at the quarterback position, trying to get some big plays downfield. 5:14 to play. 17-point lead. They're at their own 35, and they got to make some moves. One tailback in the backfield, 2 wideouts to the near side, 1 to the far. They send a man in motion. Halfback pitch to Sherman. Pressure coming. Stiff arms one man across the 35-40. Sherman still going. Stiff arm 45-50. 45, and Sherman is going to take it in the end zone. And he's tackled by Kelly at the 1-yard line. Holy mackerel. It looked like Sherman was going to walk in for the touchdown. And Baylor Kelly with a shoestring tackle saving the touchdown. And the ball is marked down at what looks to be the 1-yard line. It'll be first and goal for Del Oro. It couldn't have come at a better time as Sherman busted free on the halfback toss to the near sideline. And so now Del Oro looks to make this potentially a 10-point game with 4:58. And they needed that play. They needed the quick strike either by air or by throwing it. by air or by land. Excuse me. And they got it right there on the running game. I-back formation. Fullback Sherman will punch it in. They're not going to say he got in. Sherman just short at the one-yard line again. And there's some extracurriculars going on post the play. And it looks like Cole Keim, the linebacker, got up as him and Sherman were wrestling down there at the bottom of the pile. He did not like what was going on. Nonetheless, it is second and goal coming up. Sherman has dashed the Placer defense at will at times, and he has given them fits. The ball is literally on the goal line, the white goal line at the front. Second and goal, 4:20 to play. Sherman in the backfield, fullback in the backfield as well. I formation. They're going to go up the middle to the fullback, and it's in for the touchdown. Taylor with the touchdown. And that'll make it an 11-point game for Placer with the lead, pending the extra PAT with 4:07 to play as Taylor brings it in. It is an 11-point game after Sherman busted up the field to the one-yard line. Baylor Kelly stopped the potential touchdown that eventually was punched in. 4:07 to play, and the Golden Eagles can cut this to a 10-point lead. The extra PAT is good. And Kelly's kick is good. So Placer gets the touchdown. It couldn't have come at a better time because the Del Oro Golden Eagles responded right back with 4:07 to go. And I guess the message has been sent. Get ready, folks. We've got a great final act here between Del Oro and Placer. Your Hillman lead it by 10 here with 4:07 to play in the third quarter. Keith Joganatis with you on the call. This kickoff brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies. If you need a trophy, go to Auburn Trophies. Couldn't make it more simpler than that. What a titanic battle. Like a heavyweight fight. You got to take one to give one. You land an uppercut, you better be able to take a right hook in the process. And now we're going to get a stop in the action as Azzarello is talking to the referees about something. Del Oro trying to get some explanations. Don't know what went on or what took place. A little animated there on the near side for the Golden Eagles. You have to wonder what took place. Maybe some extra jawing back and forth post the touchdown. Or when Sherman and Keim linked up at the bottom of the pile. Azzarello had words, and now they're going to push this kickoff back. It's a penalty on Del Oro. The ball is placed at the 25. Unsportsmanlike conduct on Del Oro. So an unsportsmanlike conduct on the Eagles. I think that's what Placer was frustrated about the last couple of plays. It seemed like both sides were engaging in extracurriculars. But Del Oro gets the flag. And this kickoff, instead of the 30, will now be taken at the 25. Del Oro has had good success kicking the football, so we'll wait and see how this kick goes as the Placer Hillmen have moved up their kicking specialists, their returners, to the 25, their own 25. 4:07 to play. Ball's at the 25. So the Hillmen get the penalty. It looks like the Del Oro Golden Eagles player said something to the officials. So they're flagged for that. Ball's at the 25. And a great kick. This one is going to land back at the 15. It's taken by the Hillmen. 25, 30, 35, and to the 40 is where it'll go. This kickoff is stopped at around the 39-40. And it's going to be really interesting to see what Joey tells the players. There's a lot of game left to play, and it just seems like the refs got to get this under control from our vantage point. There's a lot of trash talk going on, people saying stuff left and right, and hopefully the referees can get this under control. The Hillmen will start their third drive of the second half from the 39. So the Hillmen now with 4:03 to play in the third, up 10, a long way to go. Wing T on first and 10. They send a man in motion. Reverse. Sanchez Harlow has it. Breaks one tackle across the 40, and Sanchez Harlow is wrestled out around the 45. Kelly went in motion to the near side. He gave it back to Harlow, who was reversing the field to the far side. Gain of about what looks to be, as we look at the marker, it looks like a gain of 4. So, second and 6 coming up now from the Placer 43. The Hillmen now are reversing course. They get back in the huddle to get the call. 3:55 to play. Sanchez Harlow knocked out of bounds. The clock stopped. They send another man in motion. They go up the middle. The Hillmen have the first down and more as out across the 50 is going to be Baylor Kelly. And now a flag. And now we got a flag late. DeLauro is clapping as to signify that the Hillmen have the flag on the field. It's a first down for the time being on the run by Baylor Kelly out across the 50. It's a personal foul on the Hillmen.
And it looks to be against Placer.
It could be an unnecessary roughness call. And instead of a first down, it's going to push Placer back. The ball is going to be spotted at around the 35 of Placer now.
And Hillmen will continue their drive on their own.
So instead of a first down and a new fresh set of downs for the Hillmen, it's going to be first and long. So the Hillmen, to move the sticks, they're going to adjust the chains now. They're going to have to get to their own 45. 3:43, the clock continues to run here in the third quarter. Hillmen wing tee again under center. Little confusion. They finally hand it off as breaking a couple of tackles out across the 40 is going to be Sanchez Harlow. So Danny Sanchez Harlow gets 5 yards. 3:26 to play. Ball is at the Hillmen 40. They've got to get about 5 yards and some change potentially to move the sticks. If they get past their own 45, it'll be a fresh new set of downs. Second and 5 coming up now for the Hillmen as they continue to run that clock and run that clock. We are going to be under 3 minutes after this second down play. They go up the middle. Sean Jones, he's dancing, and he is stuffed for a gain of about 2. It'll be 3rd and 4 coming up now for Sean Jones. Suarez got the tackle.
Yep.
2:40 to play here in the third quarter. Joey Montoya having no trouble chewing as much clock as possible. About 14 minutes left in regulated time here in the second half. The Hillmen clinging to a 10-point lead. They've already used one of their timeouts. They've only got 2 remaining the rest of the way. A big third down up the middle. They've got it with Sean Jones, who has tackled it around the 49. And, man, has Sean Jones been a life-saving jacket, a lifesaver, a life vest for the Hillmen as Sean Jones, DeLauro seemingly has no answer for him up in the trenches. They move the chains again. First and 10 from the Hillmen 49. 2:05 to play here in the third quarter. We're officially under 2 minutes in the third. First down. They're going to go to Sanchez Harlow. Actually, it's going to be Jones again, who's out across the 40, tackled at the 35. Sean Jones, first down. He is knocked down at the DeLauro 34. So now all that separates Placer from making this once again a 3-score lead is 34 yards. And Joey Montoya and company could very well melt the clock all the way down to the end of the third on these next couple of plays. Ryan Miller has done an impressive job orchestrating this drive and making sure they chew as much clock as possible. Up 10. They go up the middle to Jones again. Jones is stuffed at the line of scrimmage.
And once again, Jones.
Second down coming up now as Sean Jones is stopped.
Kim, number 72. And
so now second and 10. Second and 11, borderline second and 10. They are going to say that Jones lost a yard. So second and 11 coming up now from the Del Oro. It still plays at the 35, in between the middle of the 35 and the 36. Under a minute to play in the third. We got some crucial plays coming up here for the Hillmen. As Del Oro has found their footing on offense. Second and 11. Miller. Pump fake. Has a man downfield. It's going to be caught at the 10. 5. Touchdown. Placer Hillmen. Kiefer Abs in the end zone. And the lead to 16 once again as Ryan Miller flings the bow and arrow, shoots it to perfection. Thirty-nine seconds remaining in the third, and it's nothing but golden silence at Del Oro for the Eagles as the lead is to 16 pending the PAT. Marcus awaits the extra PAT. The kick is up, and it is good. The lead is to 17. This kickoff brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies, if you need a trophy, go to Auburn Trophies. So Ryan Miller throws another touchdown pass, his second on the day, as the Hillmen on the play action catch the Eagles lurking. They catch him with their hand in the cookie jar, and we're going to go into the fourth likely with the Hillmen up 17. 39 seconds remaining here in the third. And right now Joey Montoya is telling his kickoff unit, we cannot afford any big plays on special teams. This is where the game is won and lost. The ball is at the 40-yard line for the Hillmen. So the Hillmen will kick this off at their own 40. Marcus boots it way back there at the 10-yard line. It is taken by Sherman. Out across the 25. Sherman reverses course. He's out across the 30, 35, 40. As Sherman has got a great kickoff return for Del Oro. And the ball is around the 40. Is where Del Oro will start this drive. And it looks like the drive is going to start at the 39-yard line.
30 seconds left in the third.
So this is where the drive will start at the Del Oro 39 with about 30 seconds remaining in the third. Del Oro once again trails by 17. Play action for Save. Pressure coming. Gets by one. He's finally taken down in the backfield. Big sack on that play for Placer. It is going to be number 84, Jeremiah Ruthel, the defensive end. And we got an injured player down on the field.
And it looks like we have a helmet down. Hopefully it's just cramping.
And it looks like it's a cramp right there as De Silva. Ivan De Silva is down on the field. He's cramping. He's going to get his leg stretched out. Another Hillman who we can't identify as getting stretched out right there. With 12 seconds remaining, it'll be second and long for Del Oro coming up as the Hillmen are starting to get home on these sacks. The ball is right now at the Del Oro 38. It'll officially be a loss of one. 12 seconds remaining in the third. As the player that is walking off, it could either be It's going to be Gage Etsy, number 66. So Gage Etsy is hobbling off the field. That's a big loss for Placer up there in the trenches on that D-line. They get the sack, but you just hope that Gage Etsy is okay with 12 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Placer with a comfortable 17-point lead. It'll be second, and what looks to be 12 coming up from the Deloro 38. Deloro under center. They go up the middle to Sherman. Sherman trying to fight, and Sherman is to the right, and he's wrapped up at the goal line, or the line of scrimmage, excuse me, and that will do it for the third quarter. The Hillmen have pitched a perfect second half so far, minus the touchdown. They lead it by 17. We've got 12 minutes to go. Your Hillmen looking at 3-0 after 12 minutes of play. They lead Deloro 17 by 17 points here on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
At the Roseville Auto Mall,
we are here with Connie from Auburn Trophies, located at 1221 Grass Valley Highway in the Fiddler's Green Shopping Center. Connie, sports are back.
And we are so glad Auburn Trophies has trophies for all sports. And we not only do trophies, but we do laser engraving, commercial plaques, and so much more. Stop by and see us anytime or
call them at 530-885-2669 or email sales@auburntrophies.com.
We are a proud sponsor of Placer Hillmen Football on KHI.
Since 1947, Robinson Sand and Gravel has been serving the community. They're still a family-run local business, and building one-on-one relationships with every customer is still their number one priority. They offer a complete line of construction aggregate, decorative landscape rock, and specialty soil. For years, local area customers with all kinds of projects have trusted Robinson, and you can too. 2145 Grass Valley Highway in Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
You're listening to Friday Night Football in the Foothills on 104.5 FM and AM 950 KHI.
All right, so now a huge third down coming up for Deloro with 12 minutes to play here in the fourth. Keith Joganas here, 950 AM, 104.5 FM KHI Radio. Shotgun for Save. He sends a man in motion. It's going to be an end around. It could be a flea flicker. They're looking for somebody downfield. Placer had one guy, and then it's going to be a gain of a couple to the 45. It could be about 5 yards on the misdirection. They were looking for a flea flicker. They couldn't get it, and so now with fourth down coming up, it's a big play for Deloro to keep their hopes alive of winning this game. Fourth and four coming up. As Perry got the football and got it to at least the Deloro 45. They've got to get to their own 49 to move the sticks. Shotgun formation. Save, back to pass. Plenty of time. He's going to scramble, and he is going to be stopped short at about 1 yard. And the Hillmen will take over on downs.
The Hillmen will take over on the Deloro 40.
And with 11:52 to play, that might just do it. The Hillmen get the sack. Technically not a sack. It's a gain of about a couple, two or three. But nonetheless, they stop Save short on fourth down. And with 11:52 to play, the Hillmen are in control. And now Joey Montoya and company can just melt this clock. 11:52 to play. Sanchez Harlow checks out of the game. Miller sends a man in motion. They're going to give it up the middle, and taking that one is going to be Erickson. As Erickson gets it to around the 40-yard line. So Jaden Erickson, who was used a good portion in the Rio Linda beatdown, takes it to around the 39-yard line. So second and inches coming up here, second and short per se. Ball is at the Golden Eagles 39 as Placer taking their time, 11:23 and counting, the clock continuing to run. Placer a couple of inches away from moving the stick. Swing tee. They're going to go up the middle. It's going to be on the handoff, Sean Jones. And Jones darts out of bounds on the near side near the 25.
And he'll pick up the first down and more. Forced out of bounds by Jackson Marbrough.
And Placer all week has kept quiet. Ball is at the 25, 11:02 to play. Placer with a comfortable 17-point lead. They punch it in for 6 here. The game is over at that point. And so now they will try to bleed this clock even more. Get this hopefully under 10 minutes. First down. They send a man in motion. They're going to go up the middle to Baylor Kelly, who bounces it out to the outside. Kelly 20, 15, breaks one, breaks another tackle. And he's knocked down to the 15. And Baylor Kelly will move the sticks. So when Placer needs it the most, they go to Baylor Kelly for a gain of 10 yards. And the ball is officially at the Del Oro 14-yard line. And so it'll be a gain of 11 in all technicality. The clock continuing to run here with 10:44 to play in regulation. And Placer in the driver's seat. Placer has done a marvelous job running the football in the second half, and now they look to land the knockout punch. They go up the middle again, and taking that one to around the 10-yard line is Sean Jones. Gain of about 3, and Sean Jones is coming up hobbling as he can't put any weight on that right foot, but he's going to stay in. What guts by Sean Jones. He's clearly in pain. And now they are going to check Jones out. You hope that he is okay. He is a big focal point of the Placer offense as Sean Jones limps off the field. Erickson and Sean Jones just fell to the turf. That is not good. That is not good at all. Sean Jones is trying like crazy to get up. He's got a little bit of a cramp. Hopefully it's nothing serious. Placer back on the field. They get another carry. It's Sanchez Harlow who's inside the 5. He has the first down. First and goal coming up. So first and goal now for Placer. They have it at the Del Oro 3-yard line. This is pretty much the football game here. If Del Oro cannot stop Placer from getting 6. .909 to play in regulation. Placer knocking on the door of a 3-0 start for the first time in a while. They're going to go up the middle, getting the carry for a gain of a couple. By the looks of it, it's Baylor Kelly. Or actually, it's Erickson who came back in the game. They substituted Erickson out, then brought him back in the last second.
Picks up a few more, and it is
second and goal coming up now.
On about the 2-yard line of
ball at the 2-yard line. Placer has taken the life out of this crowd as they're knocking on the doorstep at the 2-yard line of Del Oro. 8:33 to play. They need 2 yards to get into the black end zone with the yellow scripture. Wing T up the middle and into the end zone for the touchdown is Erickson. Touchdown, Placer Hillman. And that makes it a 37-14 ball game. It is dead silent on one side and vibrant like a jazz band on the other. The Hillmen have put this one to bed. 8:17 to go, and your Hillmen, it is a formality, are going to go out of here 3-0. A highly contested rivalry game, and they've answered the bell and then some. Marcus knocks it through for the PAT, and Placer leads by 24. 8:17 to play as your Hillman now. This kickoff brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Jaden Erickson with a 2-yard run into the end zone. 8:17 to play. The lead is to 24 with 8:17 in regulation as the Hillmen have quieted the crowd here at Del Oro. Marcus boots this one away. Ball's at the 15. Here come the Golden Eagles.
And Sherman with the catch.
And still going is the play, and the Hillmen have finally wrestled him down at the 25. 8:09 to play, and so Del Oro now, desperation time. As William Santa Maria made the tackle on the kickoff return. 8:09 to play, 24-point lead. The ball is placed at the Del Oro 29. .809 to play. First and 10 for the Golden Eagles.
Unfreed
hits a man downfield at the 50. And down to the 45 are the Golden Eagles of the Placer 45. So a big play needed there for Del Oro as they move the sticks with 8:01 to play. The ball officially marked at the Placer 46.
They find themselves in the Hillman territory on the 46-yard line where they'll continue their drive. 8 minutes left.
Clock runs now. 8 minutes left in the football game. Unfreed in the shotgun. Three wide outs to the near side. One to the far. One tailback in the backfield in the gun.
And
Unfreed drops back. Throws it, passes caught. It's at the sticks as Gaylor has it around the Placer 38. So two plays into this drive, and Del Oro is moving down the field at will. Ball officially marked at the 39-yard line. Placer. The Placer defense just trying to maintain order here and not allow them to deliver the big play to get Del Oro potentially back in this game with 7:12 to go. The clock continues to run and not be a friend of the Golden Eagles. Shotgun on second and short. Unfreed back to pass. And passes off the hands of Sanchez Harlow at around the Placer 30. Danny had it right in his grasp. It just slipped out. So third and four coming up as the clock stops with precisely 7 minutes remaining. Third and four, 7 minutes left to play exactly. Shotgun for Del Oro, three wideouts to the far side. Unfreed has time. Now he's going to run for the first down, and he's going to get it. And he's tackled around the 36. So Unfreed scrambling out of the pocket, turning something into nothing. And he has the first down as Maldonado came up to lower the boom. The refs are going to signal move the chains with 6:51 to play in regulation. This ball is officially marked down at the 36-yard line. 6:42 to play. Unfreed doing a great job of moving the field or down the field for Del Oro. They're going to hand it off to Sherman now up the middle. He stiff arms one man across the 35-30. Knocked out of bounds at around the 28 is Sherman. It'll be second and short coming up now. Ball is at the 29-yard line. Second and a couple coming up now for Del Oro off the run by Sherman on first down. 6:30 to play. Del Oro in desperate need of not just a touchdown, but getting the two-point conversion as well to cut it to 16. Unfreed back to pass in the shotgun. That one is too high. Number three, Luke Platzer, was all over it. And so now third and short coming up. 6:18 to play here in regulation. Third and short coming up now for Del Oro. They're just trying to move the sticks and get the ball in a position to score. Now we're going to get a whistle. I believe the clock was running. The clock was running when it wasn't supposed to be,
and
accidentally.
We'll have to do a bit of clock maintenance here for a moment.
So after this game, barring anything crazy, a win against Del Oro would put your Hillman to 3-0. We're back home at Lefevre against Antelope on the 13th. Then we go back to Del Campo on the 20th. So the Hillmen getting their fair share of the road early this season. So now they're going to reset the clock to 6 minutes and 15 seconds. It ticked down to 6:01.
And we look like we are now good to go.
Six 15 to play in the fourth. As the Hillmen up 24 and in control. They're going to give it to Sherman, and Sherman is going to be short of the first down. Baylor Kelly up there to make the tackle. Fourth and short coming up now for the Hillmen. As the Hillmen have got to stop Del Oro, or fourth and short, I should say, coming up for Del Oro. As the Hillmen have got to stop Del Oro from getting to their own 26-yard line. Ball is placed right now at the Placer 28. 5:43 to play. Clock continues to run. The Hillmen up 24, 38-14. Unfreed in the shotgun, Sherman to his left. Back to pass. Pressure coming. Gets it out. Pass is caught at the 20-yard line.
Looks like it was incomplete.
And they're actually going to say incomplete. Platzer broke it up. And Ferreira was the intended target. And the Hillmen take over with 5:27 remaining.
And that
will all but do it. .527 to play as the Hillmen have this ball at their own 28-yard line, and now they'll look to just melt the remaining time off the clock. First and 10 from their own 28. They go up the middle, still trugging along for a gain of about 2. Is going to be Sean Jones. And that is a good sign for Placer that Sean Jones is back in the fold. He exited the last drive hobbling on that right ankle. Sean Jones looking good to go. It might have just been cramps, and you say thank the Lord for that, because Sean Jones is such a dominant part of this offense up between the numbers. We are officially under 5 minutes as the Hillmen now just look to burn the remainder of the clock. They go up the middle. It's Jones again. And Jones is tackled down at around the 35. So the Hillmen will go to 3-0 for the first time in years and seemingly have answered the bell at every corner and every test they've been given. Knocked off number 9, Casa Roble. Beat Rio Linda in their own backyard, and now going to beat Del Oro in their own backyard. Ball is at the Hillmen 36. They continue to take their time here and chew off as much clock as they can. Third and a couple coming up now for the Hillmen. And they're going to go up the middle and not getting it as Jones is in the backfield, tackle for a loss. And tackle looks to be made by number 89, Brandon.
Correction, that was Erickson.
So ball is at the 32-yard line as the Hillman with 3:27 to play now will punt the ball away to Del Oro. And it makes you thankful that Del Oro was not able to get any points in the last drive, as then they would have a chance to make this a one-point ball game or a one-possession ball game with a touchdown here. 3:10 to play. The Hillman up 24, smoothly in the driver's seat. They'll knock the clock down to under 3 minutes remaining in regulation. Snap is high. It's fielded. It is a high kick at around the 35 is where it's taken. Sherman is going to be upended at around the 39. No, Sherman's still going. He's out across the 45, 50, 45, 40. As Sherman, he looked to be tackled. He got out of there, and he is knocked down at the Placer 35. Ball is at the 36-yard line. So now Del Oro with great field position with 2:48 to play, looking to end this game on a high note. They go up the middle. Ball carry will be wrestled down around the 35-yard line. Keller had the rush on first and 10. Keller made it back to the line of scrimmage as Keim, the linebacker, got involved there and made the tackle. 2:22 to play as Placer just looking to finish out these remaining couple of minutes with no injuries. And they'll be 3-0 for the first time in years. Shotgun, unfreed, pump fake, has it at the 20, 15, and it looks like Gaylor has the ball at around the 12-yard line. A great play action play there for unfreed, who got it to Gaylor, who got to the 12-yard line. Under 2 minutes to play now. Hillman still up 24 points. Del Oro looking to put one final scoring drive in the books. Shotgun on first and 10 here for the Golden Eagles. Unfreed has a guy in the flat on the near side and tackled it around the 10. Is going to be Taylor. Gain of a couple before Kelly got him at the 10-yard line. 1:25 to play as the Hillman now will close this out. .109 to play. Second down for the Golden Eagles. Unfreed. Back to pass, corner end zone. And that pass is going to be caught for the touchdown. Marlboro with the touchdown as Del Oro has cut it to an 18-point lead, pending the PAT. So with 1:03 to play, Del Oro with one final touchdown pass as Marlboro with a great catch in the corner of the end zone. And now Del Oro will go for the PAT. Kick is going to be good, and so the lead for Placer is to 17. .103 to play as now Del Oro most likely will go for the onside kick. .103 to play, so Del Oro showing no quit in this game. They go down the field. This kickoff brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies, if you're looking for plaques or replicas, go to Auburn Trophies, Auburn Trophies. And so the Hillman, 1:03 to play. Up 17, and the Hillman got off to a slow start in this game. They trailed 7-0 after one quarter. They then racked off 17 consecutive points. They have never looked back since. Delora will kick this ball off at from their own 40. The Hillmen have everyone up on the kicking unit in case of an onside kick. And so now, no doubt, Deloro looks to retrieve this. This kick is rolls out of bounds, and a flag on the onside kick as the Hillmen will take over on the illegal onside kick. 1:03 to play, and now Joey Montoya and company will take a knee and finalize a big win over their rival here in the area, as the Hillmen are going to go to 3-0 for the first time in years. All the Pistons firing the way they're supposed to be. And a favorable schedule coming up. And they're going to mark this ball at the 47-yard line of Deloro. Ryan Miller under center. And he will take the knee, and that will do it. Your Hillmen have come into Deloro after a raucous environment, a crazy hectic week, and they have more than answered the bell. A hard-fought 17-point win. They're 3-0 now, and the Hillmen, who came in, obviously fired up. There was some back-and-forth banter throughout the game, and they weather the storm. 30 seconds remaining, one final knee, and that'll do it. By golly, Miss Molly, your Hillmen are 3-0. They come into Deloro, they'll turn the lights off themselves like a Motel 6, and the Hillmen, decked out in all white, have done it. They're 3-0. Holy! And you love to see it. 38-21 is the final score. We're going to take one more commercial break. Post-game show coming up next. Your Hillmen, 3-0. They beat their longtime rival, Daro, by 17. We'll be right back here on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
For classic American food and a fun atmosphere, it's Mel's Diner in Auburn. Mel's is a throwback to the diners of the 50s and 60s with great food and service and family-friendly. Breakfast served all day, plus your favorite blue plate specials, classic fountain drinks and desserts, and over 15 delicious Mel burgers to choose from. So whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, order online or stop at Mel's Diner. 1730 Grass Valley Highway at Luther Road in Auburn. A proud supporter of Lasser High Athletics. Since 1947, Robinson Sand and Gravel has been serving the community. They're still a family-run local business, and building one-on-one relationships with every customer is still their number one priority. They offer a complete line of construction aggregate, decorative landscape rock, and specialty soil. For years, local area customers with all kinds of projects have trusted Robinson, and you can too. 2145 Grass Valley Highway in Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
This is your home for Friday Night Football in the Foothills, 104.5 FM and AM 950 K-High.
Welcome back. The final score here from Golden Eagle Stadium as your Hillmen have come into Deloro. They have beaten the Golden Eagles by 17 points. They were phenomenal on offense, on defense, and to be honest, folks, as Keith Joganatis back with you here on K-High Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. It did not look promising in the start. Deloro answered the bell. They were up 7-0 after one quarter. But then your Hillmen, they get a couple of points on the field goal from Andrew Marcus. They get a touchdown to get the lead by three. They intercept the pass at the goal line to make it 17-7, and they never look back from there. And this was probably by far, obviously, the most important, and I guess you could say, when it came to all three victories so far, the most impressive victory, because they didn't look great. They didn't look spectacular. They were pedestrian at times, you could say, but they found a way to get it done. That's what the great teams do. They find a way to get the job done, and your Hillmen are 3-0. We're going to go to Antelope. We'll see you back at Lefevre next week, 7:30 kickoff. 3-0, and this team continues to answer the bell, continues to rise to the occasion, continues to show why they are one of the best teams in the area. They're 3-0 for the first time in years. It's going to be a crazy environment, and we'll see you back here Friday night, 6:45, pregame show, 7:30 game. For Keith Joganatis, everyone at K-High Radio, your Hillmen are 3-0. The final score, your Hillmen 38s, the Del Oro Golden Eagles 21. Signing off on K-High Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. As always, it is a great day to be a Hillman.
Plaster Hillman Football has been brought to you on K-High by these great sponsors. Please support them whenever you can. Depot Bay Coffee Roasters, Mackey Heating and Air, Mel's Diner Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, the Roseville Auto Mall, Auburn Trophies, and by Foreman Eye Care. You'll hear every Plaster Hillman game this season right here on 104.5 FM and 950 AM K-High. Good night, and thanks for listening.